I'm Chris McCusker. Many Canadian small business owners are hoping the worst might be over. That's one takeaway from the latest Zero Small Business Insights quarterly update. Louise Southall is an economist at Zero.
We've been tracking what's happening in small businesses in Canada. We've got data going back to January 2017. And what's great in the latest numbers for the end of 2023 is that we are, after many, many months of each result being worse than the previous result, we are finally starting to see some levelling out. So sales for Canadian small businesses are still lower than they were a year ago. For the December quarter, they're down about 4%. But the tentative signs, the reason for some level of optimism, is that for the first time in in a couple of years, we are seeing the fact that the latest result wasn't quite as bad as the quarter before.
Okay, so some improvement, but still some concerns.
One area that we did see deteriorate a bit was payment time. So we track how late small businesses are paid. And on average, in the December quarter in Canada, this went up to 8.6 days late from 8 days the previous quarter. So that means that Canadian small businesses, they do the work, they issue an invoice, and not only do they have to wait for the invoice time, but they get paid more than a week late.
I guess overall, small businesses are still looking to bounce back fully from COVID.
Not just being a Canadian issue. One of the great things about my job is I get to look at what's happening at small businesses around the world. Inflation has been an issue. It also means that the customers of small businesses, they're under cost of living pressures. They're having to deal with higher interest rates.
Louise Southall is an economist at Zero. And at the Business Center, I